Welcome to Not That Girl Anymore, part of the Liminal Network. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon. This is more than a podcast. It's a sisterhood. We're reclaiming our voices, our worth, and our lives, one story, one truth, one brave step at a time. Welcome back to Not That Girl Anymore. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon, trauma therapist and coach, and the founder here of Embrace Your Brave. And we are currently in the middle of our Braving the Holidays series. And this series is for those of us that the holidays maybe aren't always joyful. Maybe they're more complicated than we wish they were. Maybe some of us are navigating change and family stuff and just all the things that kind of come up this time of year that maybe we're not expecting. And today we're going to be talking about grief during the holidays. So if you're listening to this, it means you're not avoiding your reality. You're meeting it with courage. And that in itself is brave. So I am so glad that you're here with me today. And if you pressed play because the holidays feel heavier instead of joyful, or because the songs and the decorations, they don't really match what's happening inside of you, or if you're missing someone, or if you're missing a life that you used to have that no longer exists, I want you to hear this from me. You are not broken for struggling this season. You are not failing the holidays. You are grieving. And that makes so much sense. The holidays kind of shine a bright light on connection and family and joy. And that can make the ache of grief feel even louder. So today, listen, we're not here to fix grief or to rush you through it. We are here to brave it together. One of the most freeing truths about grief is grief isn't something we get over. Grief is something we learn to carry differently over time. We don't let go of love. We carry it forward into a life that looks different now. And grief isn't only about death. That is a type of grief. But we also grieve people and marriages and relationships and lost futures and families that we hoped would change and safety that we no longer feel and the versions of ourselves that we had to leave behind. And here's something particularly important during the holidays. There is no timeline for grief. Healing does not happen on a schedule, and holiday waves are not regression. They are remembering. If anyone has told you that you should be over this by now, they are wrong. When we lose someone or something, we don't just grieve the loss itself. We also grieve the roles that we played, the traditions that we had, the way the holidays used to look, the futures that we imagined. Sometimes the pain isn't just missing them. It's missing how life used to feel. Every layer of that grief is real, and all of it counts. The holidays are times for memories, right? They bring memories to your mind. Who used to sit at that table next to you? Who, what used to be true when you sat around that table? What isn't true anymore? What chairs are empty now? What stories never got finished? And many people ask quietly, why can't I just feel happy like everyone else? And the truth is, grief and holiday culture collide. Because grief lowers our emotional energy. The holidays raise expectations and stimulation. And the nervous system just can feel really overwhelmed by that. So, what can grief look like this time of year? It can look like tears, irritability, exhaustion, anxiety, loneliness, brain fog, numbness. These are all normal grief responses. And grief also lives in the body. So if your sleep is off, if your appetite is low, if your anxiety is higher, that doesn't mean something is wrong. That grief is in your nervous system. That's what it looks like in our nervous system, in our body. It's not weakness. And this is something else I have found from working with clients around grief. Many people don't just grieve, they judge themselves for how they grieve. Like, I should be doing it better, or other people have it worse than me, or I should feel grateful. Am I dishonoring them if I'm happy or if I smile? Or why am I still crying? Here is what, grief experts make very, very clear. There is no right or wrong way to grieve. There's no rules around this. So much of my time with clients that are grieving is around encouraging my clients to break the rules that they've made for themselves around grieving. Throw those things out the window. There's no right or wrong way to do this. It's only figuring out what you need and how to honor yourself in the process. You're not dishonoring anyone by surviving or smiling, and you're not broken for hurting. Grief doesn't have rules. It only has truth, and your truth matters. And listen, this season doesn't get to demand emotional labor from you. You don't owe the holidays anything. You don't owe it cheer. You don't owe it participation. You don't owe it perfection. It's okay to say no to the gatherings. It's okay to leave early. It's okay to change your traditions. It's okay to create smaller moments and protect your energy. This isn't withdrawal. This is boundaries. It's making brave boundaries to honor you. And grief is felt in the heart and the body. So tending to your nervous system matters. And here's some ways that we can do that. Lower the stimulation. So less noise, fewer commitments, and more rest. And let the sadness move. Your tears are just emotional release, not failure. And then find ways to ritualize grief. Write those letters to the people that you've wanted to write the letters to. Light the candles in honor of them. Remember quietly. Listen to that music that reminds you of them. I remember after my grandparents passed, my grandfather passed first, and he had Alzheimer's and dementia. And so it was kind of a long process with him. But remember, after he died, my brother made us a CD that had all the music that Papa used to play on the way to church every Sunday. And it was like, the coat of many colors. And he played that for me. And him and I just sat there and we just wept because we loved him so much. And he was like a father to all of us. Like all of us. He fathered the whole family, even my dad. And it was just, he was a strong pillar in our family, and we felt his absence. And I just remember that sweet moment of just crying with my brother and hugging him as we listened to the music that Papa used to play every time he would drive us in his old Oldsmobile wherever we were going. And I look back now, and that was such a sweet moment that we got to honor him in doing that. And then I remember after my grandmother passed, she's a fireball. I mean, she's a firecracker. There is no one truly like her. But she loved, every Christmas we would play the 5 second rule. And grandma loved the 5 second rule. And she loved to go on every turn. She always thought it was her turn, so she was always going, and you'd have 5 seconds to answer a question. And we have video footage of this, and it's such a joy to go back to, and I'm so thankful that we have that. But sometimes, we'll just pull out that game and think about her. And I remember I hung a picture of her up in my car where I could remember her. And seeing her and my mom and Papa together in that picture. And because I had it right there in front of me, I remembered her often. And sometimes I would turn on her favorite music in the car, which was Randy Travis, and just sing to the top of our lungs. And we did that while she was still here. And that's one of the ways that we remember her now and honor her now. And so, that was just a small way that we learned to honor them and to remember them. So find your ways to do that. We grieve because we loved so much. And when we create rituals today in the present, that gives that love a place to go now. So I encourage you to find ways to ritualize that for whatever it is that you're grieving this year and this season. And then the other thing I would say is grieve with people. Healing happens in relationships, not in isolation. So find your safe people that allow you to grieve and grieve with them. And some of us aren't missing someone this year, but maybe you feel missed by no one. So maybe that's from separation or divorce or estrangement or empty houses or broken families. And if that's you, your presence matters. Your life matters. Your story matters. Your pain matters. You deserve connection. So just know I see you. You're not alone. I'm thinking about you. You deserve to be loved. So if grief is heavy for you this season, just remember, you're not broken. You're not behind. You are brave for continuing to show up. And your grief is the echo of your love. And that love still matters. We can be proud that we allowed ourselves to love. And the harder you love, the more painful it is to lose that person. And so that's just something that we want to celebrate. And you're not walking this thing alone. Remember that. So may you show tenderness to your heart this season. May your grief be met with gentle care and tenderness. And may you release the pressure to be okay. And always remember, you matter. Your story matters. Your grieving heart matters too. So, this has been another episode of Braving the Holidays, where we are walking together through the harder parts of this season with courage and honesty and hope. And until next time, remember, you are not that girl anymore.
Hey, friend, just a quick note. I am a licensed therapist, but this podcast isn't therapy. It's not meant to diagnose or treat anything. It's here to offer you support, encouragement, and real conversation. If you're struggling, please reach out to a trusted professional. You are not alone, and you are so worthy of healing.
Even if your voice shakes, keep using it. Your healing matters. If you're ready to go deeper, you can book a session by clicking the link in the show notes or visiting our website, embraceyourbrave.org, to learn more about our therapy and trauma-informed coaching options. Let's explore how we can walk this journey together. You are not alone. Embrace your brave, sis. You're not that girl anymore.